see many people come, they have never closed their eyes and enjoyed the silence and the relaxation in themselves. They have no clue about meditation, about letting go, about relaxation. Then suddenly I see those same faces so at peace, all energy in, enjoying their own space, coming back, letting go. That is the greatest miracle. And you can't learn it, and still it happens. When you feel at home, when you feel safe, when you feel love, when you feel acceptance, then something can start relaxing. You have to have the right soil to relax. You have to have a comfortable bed to sleep. I have tried many beds in India. Sometimes I check, not so much now because I can afford a thicker mattress, but before, sometimes I remember ask, mattress is there? Oh yes, mattress is there, no problem. And then I lay down, and is this old cotton mattress, like you call futon in Japan, stuffed with cotton, but it's so long time since it was new. So there's only one piece of cotton in that side, and one piece of cotton in that side. And in between those lumps, you are laying. But it's good to suffer. Then you appreciate it when it comes. And it's good to be restless. Then you appreciate the silence, the peace, when it comes. It's good to have conflict, then you enjoy when there is peace. Listen to these words of Rumi. Didn't I tell you? Do not leave me, for I am your only friend. I am the spring of life. Even if you live in anger for thousands of years, you will come back. You will come back to me, for I am your goal and your end. Didn't I tell you not to be seduced by this colorful world, for I am the ultimate painter? Didn't I tell you, you are a fish, do not go to dry land, for I am the deep sea? Didn't I tell you not to fall in the net like birds, for I am your wings and the power of flight? Didn't I tell you not to let them change your mind and turn you into ice. For I am your fire and your warmth. Turn this way. Didn't I tell you? They will corrupt you, and they will make you forget that I am the spring of all virtues. Didn't I tell you not to question my actions? For everything falls into order. I am the creator. Didn't I tell you? Your heart can guide you home, because it knows that I am your master. Listen to your heart. Didn't I tell you? But one thing is to tell you, another thing is that you listen. No, I've been in this business of isness so long. I see many people that this comes up. Didn't I tell you? No, you're back now. Didn't I tell you? No, again you went to try to do it. Even if you live in anger for thousands of years, you will come back to me. It is very strange to be in a fightful mood when there is peace. Very strange people, they still carrying their swords and the machine guns when there is peace. Very strange. It's old habit. That is how many people are. You carrying your old weapons ready. Even there is no war. War is finished. What you going to do now? You look stupid in a flower field with a machine gun. Very stupid. How tough a soldier can you be there in the flower field when people are meditating and eating ice cream and you having machine gun? Then you feel very tough there. Maybe it's time for change. Didn't I tell you? Didn't I tell you they will corrupt you and make you forget? Because they have also forgotten. And if you don't remember very, 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 very deep, they will corrupt you again and make you forget. That's why it's important to stay in touch with the peaceful one. Otherwise you go into the war again. You've been escaping everywhere. No, you can't escape anymore. No, just accept your fate and be happy. Prisons you should try to escape from, but not flower fields, not gardens where you get served chai. The habit of escaping is very old. Beloved Master Swam, thank you for all your blessings. I am so grateful for your talk in satsang today. I was reminded that I am facing sickness and death again and again and again. Especially the last years, the pregnancy and the birth process was too much for my weak heart, so a major heart surgery was needed. I did not want to go through the heart surgery, even though it would save my life. It did not feel natural for me. But my family convinced me that I had to do it, and since then I have not been able to integrate the insights of truth and oneness in my daily life and being involved around you. Again, I'm facing death, and this time I have refused to go through chemotherapy after 3 operations. I do not find meaning in my own little life, and I know that only way for me to heal and live a beautiful life is to integrate the being and the body as part of the whole, instead of longing to die and letting go of the body to come home. To live is what is difficult. To die is easy. The challenge is to live. And to live, you have to all the time be ready to learn and let go and change. Life is an ongoing process, but you can go in circles, you can go hold back, or you can be ready to change as life is changing. Life is going. Hang on. And to live more and more conscious, that is the challenge. And there's many ways of living, and that's why I know you see again and again. Maybe it's something that doesn't get the message. So my suggestion is melt. Take total care of yourself, because many times also when you are in satsang, many things coming up, you get excited. Many people do. But you have to see your limitations. Already you have more than enough to take care of yourself. Don't make big projects. That has been a big part of you, so you lose a lot of energy. And then it doesn't happen, so then you create a lot of things, which creates more energy again, not only for you but around you. So you have to see this circle. You have to take care of yourself. And only when you live more consciously can you die consciously. Otherwise, death is just an escape, a poop out. The challenge is in life. And now you have a great opportunity for that life, so you can grow and be more and more conscious and more beautiful and create something beautiful. But it has to come from a very peaceful, meditative space in you. It can't come from the all doing. You can do it. So the first thing is always to come back into a very relaxed, beautiful, peaceful space in yourself. And acceptance that you don't need to do anything. And out of that, then creation can happen. Not out of doing, but out of beautiful things, out of meditation, out of the heart. And we should make the world more beautiful. More beautiful world than we came into. Then we have really done something. That is what the world needs. It needs peace, it needs beauty. But then we have to be in touch with it. You say you have not been able to integrate the insights of truth and oneness in my daily life and being involved in Dharma Mountain and around you. This is the challenge. The insight is one thing that we can have, but then is to make those insights integrated. Integrated into the physical. Because we live in the physical world, but the insights comes from beyond. So this is always the challenge between the material and the spiritual. And only when it's integrated, then you feel at peace. So the challenge is to bring that from the beyond, your inside, the divine, into this physical. You have to start operating then in a more and more harmonious way. And this goes into every aspect of life. So my suggestion is, be ready to change, to learn, to let go, to open up for new dimensions. You have to be just open. Now you've been seeing this circle, and enough is enough now. And we have to see it, and we have to do it many times again and again. But also to learn, we have to come out from the cave. You have to be ready for something new. Yes, walk careful. You don't know how it is out there. But walk and learn. Because life is learning all the time. It is expanding, it is growing, it is letting go to the old. And no need to die yet. We have things to do. So just take it easy. And you say it's not been easy, but it doesn't, I tell you and I tell everybody, it doesn't need to be difficult. In this point, I don't say nobody said it was going to be easy. No, I said nobody said it was going to be difficult. It doesn't need to be difficult. So maybe you have done something difficult, but then let go of that part. Because if it can't be done here around me, it can never be done. It's never been so easy. But you have to start being easy also. And listen. And be receptive. And letting go. Because here is not for one. It is for vision. It is for truth. It is for love. It is for expansion. It is for consciousness. It's no personal dream self. So now, a new life outside the circle. Okay? Right. I will play you soon, because otherwise it can be very serious. All this with living and dying. It is really an art to live. Greatest art. Not just to live, but to live consciously. Buddha said 2,500 years ago, you have to slow down. You have to get more conscious. And in the Vipassana retreats, and when we have silence, I again and again remind you, slow down. Be aware how you walk. How the mind is going. What you think, what you feel, start coming back, and only from that silent place of awareness can you see your own situation and do the right choices. And it's a great art to be able to do the right choices and to see your own limitations, not what is coming from your idea or from the past, or should not, or dreams or fantasies, but what is really possible, what is really there. So you should look from a centered, silent place. It's so many choices people do without making the choices. It just happens, and suddenly you are in that situation. You don't go into the situation with awareness. It's easy to fall into the ditch, but it's difficult to get out. If you're more alert, then you won't end up in very strange situations. You should have time to see what you're getting into. Be that work or relationship, or whatever it is. But normally people just do things totally unconscious. You don't know if you are in harmony. You don't know where these desires, where these thoughts come from. Certainly you are in a situation. If you had done it more out of consciousness and really felt deeper in your heart, then it would be much more real, much more stable, whatever you are doing. Nobody said it is easy to have children. Not to have them, and especially not to take care of them. But how easy it is that suddenly you find yourself pregnant or a mother. If you had been more conscious, you have to see so many things. Now people are getting children, 15, 16 years old. They have no idea who they are. How can you be a good mother? It's so many things. Do you have money? Do you have a good place? Are you stable? These are just physical things. Do you have love? Do you have compassion? Do you have understanding to give to the child? Do you have enough energy? Again and again, people fall into the same situations. You don't know how many times you have done it, how many lives you have done it already. You are not happy yet. You think you're going to be by doing it once more? Whatever situation it is, do the best out of it, but be more conscious. It doesn't matter what has happened before, but if you are listening and something goes in now, everything can change from now. Beloved, my heart is experiencing the deepest journey that I have ever lived. My feeling is that I'm not cooking anymore. I'm the fire itself. That is nice. I know it's hot, but I'm telling you, I'm happy. Which is burning everything that I have always hidden and protected. All my fears. My greatest fear is to be abandoned. The woman inside me managed to live many lives buried in this fear. But my heart always knew that as ancient as this pain I have is the longing to get free of it. Here I am, beloved, at your feet, ready to get cured. Life brought me this great opportunity, and I don't want to miss it. Here, Kamal and I have decided to open a space in our relationship, breaking all patterns to be able to investigate what is real inside of us. Now we are living separately. First my mind freaked out, later came a huge wave of energy which made me experience my own death. Now I'm having intense ups and downs moments, and I feel that I'm living more truthfully than ever. Everything is new to me, and I know that this is the invitation for now. Thank you for being with me. Diving in myself, I disappear until I find you. I love you, Kavita. It is hard and it is hot and everything comes up, but you know that this is what you've been longing for, and this longing is even deeper than all your fears, and that is the only thing it's going to free you, the longing for freedom instead of being afraid of the fears. And as that grows, you become really courageous, strong in spirit. But you have to face all sides. And this is the place where it can happen. Otherwise, this thing never happened. Everybody is fear. They live in fear for this or that. In fear, in guilt, in anger. This fire is burning everything that I always been hidden and protected, all my fears. My greatest fear is to be abandoned. Yes. But we have to face this. How can you be abandoned? You are here. The best place you could be, you are, and still you think you could be abandoned? Just look at these old fears and laugh at them. It's billions of places you could be in this world. There you might be feel abandoned. But look where you are. Look what is happening. And everybody is alone. So, no big deal. You are already alone. How can you be abandoned? This is just another sickness of the ego, of the identification with the ego. And maybe so even deeper for the woman, because for lifetimes it's been ingrained that you need a man. But you don't need anything. We can share, and then it is a totally different dimension. But we are not beggars. Begging is disgusting, is ugly. Sharing is beautiful. Begging is for beggars. Sharing is for kings and queens. This is what you have to reclaim. Not out of your ego, but out of your heart, out of your understanding, out of your consciousness. The woman inside me managed to live many lives buried in this fear. Yes, it's very old. But my heart always knew that as ancient as this pain I have, is the longing to get free from it. My heart always knew, yes, your heart always knew. Because your heart goes deeper than the man and the woman. The heart I'm talking about doesn't belong to man or woman. And only when you go beyond that can you be free. It has nothing to do with man or woman. It has to do with your divine self, which is neither male nor female. Then you are free of this game. Here I am, beloved, at your feet, ready to get cured. Yes. That's what I'm teaching you. Listen to your heart. And your heart, and I know, the heart always knew. It knows. But it's been so long since it remembers that it doubts that it knows. But it knows. The heart knows about a way of living without any fear, without any doubt. But we have to go through many ups and downs, and that's what you are doing. To clean this out, you have to see all these games. So the heart can be free. Mostly, the relationship, what people know now, is just a sexual attraction. Nothing wrong with that, but let it go higher. What is called love now is just the desires. It has nothing to do with love. Remember, you can have sex, but there doesn't need to be any love in it. And that's how many people are. They are just functioning out of their desires. Like the animal instinct. Unconscious because of the attraction. When love comes into the picture, then it becomes more human. Love is a bridge from the divine to the animal. It can go both ways. That's why love is so much ordinary, so much up and down. It can be love and it can be hate in the relationship. It can pull you down if you're unconscious, and you go back to just the animal, to the unconscious, to desires. Or it can grow and purify it. Then you, as it rises, it becomes more and more prayerful. That's what I mean with love, is purified love. Is not polluted anymore with the mind, with the ego, with the desires. Then it becomes more prayerful. Then it becomes more like devotion. which is totally forgotten of in this world. And that's why people again and again never find peace, because they can't find peace in just the physical. You have to go deeper, because human beings are much more. You can't find peace only with the sexual, with the physical, with the appearance. You have to go deeper. So those who touch love has a totally different beauty. Then you don't need so much makeup. Then you already you have love. Then it's the ultimate makeup. And as that more and more purifies, transforms you, if you allow it to rise, then it becomes more and more like devotion, like prayer. Then it becomes pure love. But that can only happen if you allow it, if you understand it. And then love is much more fulfilling, because it's nourishing you at a much deeper level. It's much deeper than the physical, so it's much more nourishing. What to say about devotion or prayer then? That is your true self. Yes, even from there, sex can be a part of it, but then even the sex has the love, has the prayerfulness in it. From the other way, it's not like that. First my mind freaked out, later came a huge wave of energy which made me experience my own death. Yes, but only the death of what you think is you. Because only death can die. So that's why all the mystics said you have to die. This is exactly what you're touching. It's very good. Get used to this dying. Like Kabir said, if this is dying, let me die 1,000 times. The first time is difficult. If this is dying, let me die 1,000 times. This is sweet, he says. And all the mystics says that. First is fear. And this is the courage I'm talking about, the understanding. You could never do it alone, but in some mysterious way it's happening. And that will purify you. That means you have won over your fear. And when there is no fear, then there is peace. Then there is beauty. Then there is acceptance. No, I'm having intense up and down moments, and I feel I'm living more truthfully than ever. Yes. Because no, most of the time people are living very flat. Nothing happens. Very boring lives. No, the up and down, the washing machine is started now. This is really a divine washing machine. So it's a little up and down, but you will come out very clean. And you have accepted your fate now, so just hold on, just know that this is intense up and down, yes. This is the program, it is on now. You cannot do anything. When it's finished, then I pull you out and you're clean. Okay? Everything is new to me. Yes, I know. And this is the beautiful thing. Even with these intensive things and all the fear and dying, you say, thank you. Thank you for being with me. My pleasure. Thank you. I like this. Because you become very alive and very clean. That's why they call the master the ultimate lover, because he shows the unpolluted love. No, you could learn to get closer to purify it. You are physical and you are spiritual. So, of course, the more and more you recognize of your spiritual, the divine side, the more nourishing it is, because it's much bigger than the physical. So you get totally different satisfaction, peace, at easiness. That's why Miras and Sahajus and Dayas and Rumis talk about be very happy, you understand. Very few people understand. They can just read about it. Here, it's happening. This is Mira. I say to my beloved, someone has a gold and diamond necklace. Someone patters her hands with henna and has the pearls braided in her hair. There are millions adornments for the body made from gold, from silver, from gems, from stones, from diamonds. But for my heart, you are the only jewel. Say it. Beloved, someone goes to Mecca or Jerusalem. Another one goes to Kashi, to Benares. Someone practiced austerities in the Himalayas. Another goes to Mathura, north, south, east and west, within, without, throughout the whole known world. For others, there are hundreds, thousands of places of pilgrimage, of so-called holy places. But you alone are my Vrindavan. You alone are my temple. This is how it becomes. And then it's easy. It's not hundreds, it's not thousands. It's not Jerusalem or Mecca or Benares or the Ganges. It's only one. That means all your energy can focus is come together. Someone is proud of his beauty. Another swaggers with his strength. Someone brags of his knowledge. This is how it is in this world. Another flaunts his wealth. Body, wealth, wife and house. Glory, shame, happiness and sorrow. Physical, mental and incidental sufferings. This world lives and dies in 100 ways. But you alone are my life and death. I bow to you, my beloved. In Vrindavan, Krishna was the cowherd. This is the cowbells with all his gopis, no?
Jinta naam hai, o jinta naam.
beloved Baba, I just wanted to share a little bit. Actually, I've had this feeling many times before, and I always simply didn't write to you sharing. But this time I have to go for it. It is totally amazing to be here in Norway again, and even more amazing to see that it doesn't matter the place. Everything makes sense now. Only with you and because of you I can feel this miracle of life happening. It's so beautiful, my beloved. I'm totally surrendered to you, to life, to existence, to love. I feel your love. I feel your eyes. I know that you're taking care of me. And I trust you so much. When you say thank you in satsang, I always start to cry. How can you thank me? Oh, my beloved, thank you a million times. Thank you to be allowed to stay at your feet. I love you, Chitta. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, that is the true religion. May everybody be happy. Thank you.